This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
As Democrat mayors and city officials across the country line up to protect cartel members, rapists, violent criminals, and other assorted miscreants, because that's where they're starting in terms of what they're picking up. 1.3 million illegal immigrants with deportation orders who've also had criminal convictions in the United States of America. Why you would want to keep them other than you think they'll vote Democrat one day, I do not know. But these Democrats are obsessed with them. Tom Homan fired back at the Denver mayor, who says he's willing to go to prison to protect every last child rapist and criminal. Doesn't matter. And cartel member and Trende Aragua and whoever. You are not taking them out of his city. Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, says, oh, yes, he is.
Well, look, me and the Denver mayor, we agree on one thing. He's willing to go to jail. I'm willing to put him in jail. Because there's a statute. It's Title 8 United States Code 1324 III. What it says is, it's a felony if you knowingly harbor and conceal an illegal alien from immigration authorities. It's also a felony to impede a federal law enforcement officer. So if we don't want to help, that's fine. He can get the hell out of the way. But we're going to go do the job. President Trump has a mandate for American people. We got to secure this country. We got to save American lives. And I find it shocking that any mayor of a city would say, and President Trump's been clear, we want to concentrate on public safety threats and national security threats. I find it hard to believe that any mayor or governor would say they don't want public safety threats removed from their neighborhoods. I mean, I don't know what the hell is going on in Denver, but we're going to go and we're going to fix it. If you don't want to fix it, if you don't want to protect his communities, President Trump and ICE will.
Amen to that. All right. Meanwhile, in case you want to know how this works, a lot of people don't understand sanctuary cities. They think it's just, well, you know, illegal immigrants live there, work there. They just come here to America for jobs and, you know, they get protected in the sanctuary city. No. What sanctuary cities do is protect criminals. The main way they protect illegal immigrant criminals is that when they bond out, they commit a crime, they bond out to wait trial. Normally they're turned over to ICE so they can't wander the community and hurt people. But Democrats refuse to work with ICE, or after they've served their sentence for whatever crime they committed, they're supposed to be turned over to ICE for deportation. Instead, they refuse to turn them over, keeping the illegal immigrant criminal in the area, which is exactly what's going on in Fairfield County, Virginia right now. There's a lunatic by the name of Dennis Humberto Navarrete Romero. He likes to flash women when he's not grabbing their breasts and buttocks randomly as he walks around town. That's when he's not beating up police officers, including choking one, assaulting another, you know, the drill. Well, his latest crime, and he's been gradually escalating, you can see the escalation of violence was rape. Woman, look, there's another one of them women joggers. You know, what did the Associated Press tell these women? You know, they delivered a message from the liberals. Look, ladies, do you want to get raped? Do you want to? You can't go jogging by yourself in America. That's asking for it. You deserve it practically. I have that article in the stack here from the Associated Press. Yeah, Lake and Riley. Yeah, that was Kusa. She shouldn't have gone alone. They don't even mention the guy who killed her as an illegal immigrant. This is what we're back to. What's next? You got to wonder from the Associated Press, honestly. Well, if your skirt's too short, then you deserved it. if he's an illegal immigrant. Is that next? I mean, wait, it's the rate we're going. An illegal migrant from Honduras has been charged with raping a woman on a popular trail outside of Washington, D.C., just days after he was released from jail on another sex crime charge. It's the first sexual assault of that kind in the town for more than a decade, according to the police chief. Says, we haven't had a stranger sexual assault, a stranger rape in my town in the more than 12 years as I've been chief of police. But now we do, because the policies of the Biden administration and the sanctuary city policies, I should say. Officers arrested Navretna Romero around 9 p.m. on Monday. Well, what is he out? How is this guy out? Because Fairfield County is a sanctuary jurisdiction. So what does that mean? They let him go. Doesn't matter what he does, they let him go. Chokes police officers, hits others in the face. Those charges are pending, but they let him bond out and hide him from ICE, which is how he came to be on the trail and raped that poor woman. By the way, he was still walking around with her cell phone when they caught him. Now, he's not just terrifying the people of that city. Quote, he's facing two charges in that case, but the county attorney pleaded it down to three misdemeanors. He did 6 months. That's for choking the cops. And because they don't cooperate with ICE, out the door that he goes. By the way, when he's not committing crimes in Fairfield County, he apparently goes to Washington, D.C., where he has also been accused of lewd acts and in one case that's still pending, attempted murder. So he just walks around. That's what Democrats do. They let them walk around if they're illegal immigrants once they have racked up multiple sex crime charges. Folks, this is ridiculous. This is who they're protecting. And you know what? I say bring it. ICE is going to get him anyway. At least this way we can expose their Democrat enablers for whom no crime against a woman is serious enough that they want to actually apprehend and send away an illegal immigrant. This has gotten ridiculous. It really has. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Tara, the original concept behind sanctuary cities was to allow illegal immigrants that have knowledge of or are a victim of crime to come forward without risk of deportation, which I don't necessarily agree with. What it has become by protecting all illegal immigrants and hiding criminals needs to be done away with. Texter writes, breaking, Prime Minister Trudeau called Trump to discuss border security hours after the 25% Canadian tariff threats by Donald J. Trump. Texter writes, they would rather be king of the ashes to maintain power. Another texter writes, there's a Bigfoot at the Sphinx in Five Forks. That's too good to check. Another texter writes, hey, Tira, when will these arrogant people realize that we, the people, are tired of them yelling at us, talking down to us, telling us what to think? Oh, yeah, talking about Jim Vandehei screaming at Elon Musk at the National Press Club that he is, that Vandehei and Axios are the journalist and not Elon Musk. Well, it just comes down to hits, likes, and clicks. That's who the media is now. Media has been democratized. You know what that means? People like Jim Vandehei can't filter you out anymore. Oh, you didn't go to the right school. Oh, you don't have the right liberal credentials. Oh, you don't have the right liberal friends that we all know. Oh, you can't be a journalist. But what if I'd be really good at it? What if, yeah, I mean, I'm just right waiting tables, but I'm in my mom's basement. I'm really good at digging up info. And I'm willing to follow where the story goes, and I don't care about partisan. Well, Jim says you can't be a reporter. Well, Elon Musk and X says you can't. And that's how it should be, a true marketplace of ideas, hits, clicks, and likes. Whoever gets the most wins. And Jim has to compete in that now, and he's really mad. He's really mad that no one will censor for him. To make it fair, to take him back to the 1980s when the mainstream media decided what you got to know and what lies could be told. And you know what the funniest part of it all is? You know who has the most diverse social media audience? X. You know what the biggest group of people is on X? Democrats. Number two, independents. Number three, Republicans. Scott Jennings tried to remind CNN of this, but it didn't go well.
I heard what you're saying about X. I saw a survey this week. It's now the most ideologically balanced User platform.
Scott, stop. It's too early. I just sat down. I've only been here for two minutes.
You cannot continue to say.
You cannot say that.
Who's the source?
Who's the source of that?
We've reported it on this network.
CNN? They don't even know what's being said on their network. These people want to be journalists. It's hilarious. So we asked them, because they're going on, Elon Musk shouldn't be allowed to own X, is their theory of the case. Take a listen to this.
The site changed radically, right? So whether you think the voices it is somehow more balanced now, that's fine. But no doubt Musk's influence is profound in that you open it up and now you're there with his opinion and he is now part of this administration. So does anyone else think that there should be this greater concern about billionaires purchasing media companies?
Okay. Would you be worried if Bill Gates controlled MSNBC?
No, because he's sane.
Because MS also...
We don't want billionaires interfering in controlling media. Unless it's Bill Gates, then it's fine. Because he agrees with us. You would think these people, they're going on and on. We don't have a Joe Rogan. We're outnumbered. You have ABC, NBC, CBS, CNBC, CNN, Washington Times, New York Post. What more do you want? What more do you want? And you know what they really want? You know what they're really freaking out about? They want people silenced. That's what they want. So they can lie with impunity and not get caught.